Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So over the weekend, I nearly set myself on fire, and I'm going to explain to you how this worked.
I've seen those after-school specials.
Oh my gosh. So we have a wood-burning fireplace in our house, and this is that time of year where we use it a lot, right? So I was in the process of putting a new log into the fireplace, and this is early in the morning on Saturday morning. So I opened up...
How long does a log last, as far as warming up the house?
Depends on how much you've got it, like, dampered up or down, but, you know, a couple hours, depending on how big it is.
Dampering it up and down is a phrase I've never said.
It's like it allows more airflow.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so there you go. So anyway, I opened it up, and the log that was in there went pop, which occasionally happens. You get a big pop, and like a couple embers flew out, and two of them landed on the hearth down below. I did not realize one had gone inside of my robe sleeve.
Oh, no.
And so I picked up my coffee, and I thought I spilled my coffee down my arm. I was like, ow, that was hot. And then I realized my robe is on fire. The sleeve of my robe was burning, and I was like, oh, no. And Barrett's right there, seeing my arm basically on fire.
Yeah, so is he traumatized, or does he think this is funny?
He probably thought it was funny, honestly, because he's five and, you know, has terrible, opinions on things. And terrible opinions on things. So I went down, and I'm like, almost like stop, drop, and rolling on the ground trying to get it in my house. And I have like there's the little burn mark. It's nothing crazy. But I definitely could have been a lot worse had I not realized what was going on.
That's insane.
Yeah, but we lived to tell the tale, Steve. It was fine.
Well, it's funny because like you got slightly burned on your arm from that. And then my wife got a little bit of a couple of burn marks over the weekend, yesterday during the Seahawks game. We didn't have time to talk to Mitch about this, but I wanted to ask him, like, how did he navigate being a dad when he had, like, little kids and having to watch a football game? Because it's truly impossible in my house. It was just pure chaos. I think, who knows, something because of the daylight savings, things just got weird. But the dogs were bonkers. Tatum was bonkers. And I'm like, I'm watching the game on my phone because I can't even watch it on the TV because it's just so much insanity. And then all of a sudden, I just hear a loud scream. And I'm like, what the hell just happened? My poor wife, she was like using one of those like blenders, like the Vitamix thing. Oh, yeah. And she was trying to blend like this hot soup in there. I'm not sure what, I don't know the whole backstory of how that all happened, but the soup was hot in the blender. And for some reason, it didn't stay closed. So it just kind of exploded. Oh. And it exploded all over. Thankfully, she's fine. But like it exploded all over her face. All over the entire kitchen. And our kitchen's kind of like this open area. So it's like, it's also in the living room. It's also a little bit in the, like, the little dining area as well. Like, there was just, like, this hot soup everywhere, all over the floor. And this is, like, towards the end of the Seahawks game. And I'm just like, that should have just been a sign to not watch the Seahawks game.
We had a weekend filled with domestic dangers.
She had a little bit of a burn on her arm from it. And I was like, oh, man. I'm like, I guess I should stop complaining about not being able to watch the game. You nearly burned your face trying to make us dinner.
Well, I'm glad that Sid and I are not totally burned. That was pretty bad.
That's awful.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.